Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Iran bombed. Yeah, as the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. will defend Israel against the Iranian missile response, even though Marco Rubio is saying we were not directly involved, not involved at all, actually, in the bombing of the nuclear assets and the assassinations of both the nuclear scientists and the top military officials, including the number two ranking leader of Iran, only after the Ayatollah taken out. Going to be interesting to see how deep into the Iranian National Guard they go. Iranian Revolutionary Guard they go in terms of the assassinations. I hope they just keep going. Go ahead and set those people free. I honestly, while I was at it, if you're going to do this, take out the Ayatollah too. He needs to go. This is not a natural state of being for Iran. And if you look at what's going on today, and I opened the show with this, and it's really important for people to know, so bear with me if you ride with me for all 4 hours. Many of you do. This is an important point. When you get to work today, I want you to look something up. It's called Operation Ajax. A-J-A-X. Operation Ajax. Declassified in history books. Even Google, I mean, their AI will pop it right up for you. What is Operation Ajax? That was the last time the Iranian people were free. It was the last time they had a legitimate election. Legitimate democratic election. What happened in Iran? The CIA overthrew the duly elected leader of Iran. He was moderate. He was a Muslim, yes, but he was not running a theocracy in Iran. You can see the evidence of what life was like for those poor people before the CIA took it upon themselves to destroy their freedom and wreck their government in a coup, again, called Project Ajax. And very sad for those people that they haven't been able to freely elect a leader since the 1950s, thanks to the CIA, who I guess knew better than everybody else. And that ends today. This is a very historic time. So I hope and pray that the Iranian people, most recent poll, 80% of them want a truly duly elected democracy. I hope we can just leave them the heck alone and let them do that. Hoping and praying that they do not stop with just destroying the military apparatus, but take out the entire illegitimate regime that should not have been. The guy's name, by the way, was Mohammad Mossadegh. He was pro-Western, a religious moderate, and had the CIA not interfered, I dare say, today Iran would probably be an ally of ours and a highly modernized, westernized culture in much the way, not perfect, certainly, but that Jordan is, and the modern version of Saudi Arabia under the current leadership of recent years. But the CIA thought they knew best and took him out. We've seen the absolute disaster that regime change has wrought. But that ends. hopefully, with at least at a minimum the ability of this illegitimate regime to inflict grave harm ended. We're at the point, folks, when the Houthis are out there unstopped by Joe Biden, in fact, funded by him, and they've hit our ships and our naval ships 236 times, which is three retaliations by Joe Biden. No more. And again, these are unprovoked attacks. They're hitting our naval ships, our container ships. They're hitting European container ships. 20% of the world's trade goes through the Red Sea. They're just hitting whoever comes along. Why? Because they're Islamic and the other people aren't. Simple as that. This literally, Joe Biden and the Iranians brought back piracy. Something we have not actually seen in modern times. And with Iran in the last 24 hours saying, no, we're going to go right on enriching material and we're going to start to add centrifuges and we're going nuclear. Fine. Got to get rid of it. Can't let them have it. And folks, I've been saying this. It's not just the idea of Iran with a bomb. It's the idea of the Houthis with nuclear material, dirty bombs. It's the idea of the guys on the hang glider, which Iran proudly admitted they armed, trained, and provided logistical support for October 7th. Next time, guess what? They're going to be flying over Trump's bollard wall on the border, and they're going to have nuclear suitcases under both arms. Can't have it. We can't have it. Israel can't have it. So the only people really butthurt this morning, quite frankly, were the trio of allies. The CIA deep state we have yet to vanquish needs to go. Democrat Party, which had operationally fused with Iran, and Iran, world's foremost sponsor of terror. Now, I want to play this for you so that you can understand who loses today. Because Joe Biden sent $300 billion to Iran. When Donald Trump left office, and I've long said, if Donald Trump had gotten that second term, the Iranian regime would have collapsed on its own. People were already in the street. They were starving. He had the worst sanctions regime on them anybody had ever put on them. Joe Biden lifted it. And when the Ayatollah put a fatwa on Donald Trump demanding his murder by all good followers of Iran, Islam, put a death sentence on Donald Trump's head, Joe Biden didn't put the sanctions back on. Why? Because Iran and the Democrat Party weren't insane. They're marching in the streets together. Why would they be upset if he tried to kill Trump? They'd be happy about it. That's why Joe Biden didn't even bother to sanction them. And you know what's weird about that? The Ayatollah put that fatwa on Donald Trump when Biden was the president of the United States of America. He wasn't interested in killing Biden, no. Understand the existential threat that the CIA created all those years ago. Now, to illustrate, I can't play this couple up enough. You know I played a lot, but we've had 30,000 new listeners in the last year, so I've got a lot of people to educate. Bear with me, okay? This is John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden during the Biden regime, openly admitting Iran is funding the Democrats' shock troops in the streets, the violent Hamas protests. This was during the violent college Hamas protest era.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
Oh, yeah, some of it, yes. Who was funding the other half of the bill, remember? Joe Biden's donors, according to Politico. You were watching the merger of the Democrat Party and Iran into one big violent terror org. So understand this is way more than should they have a nuke. This is an existential war that has come to our streets. Think about the casualness of that. Iran is the world's foremost sponsor of terror. He says that post October 7th. Yeah, us, because that's Democrats marching the street, Democrats and Hamas. Yeah, Iran's funding us. It's great. We love it. No, it's fantastic. No, it's a major threat to this country. And Iran, again, the country that threatened to assassinate Trump, the Ayatollah supreme leader on his X feed. That can't stand. It can't stand. And I don't know if you remember Trump. I mean, can you imagine being hunted in your own country by not one, not two, but the third assassin Iran has sent? And the sitting Democrat president, who's fine with it as far as Iran's concerned, won't even sanction them, continues to send billions of dollars. Here's Trump at the time.
And I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. And they rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran, who also needs to die. I hope they get him. The Democrats rolled out the damn red carpet a week later. We picked up the guy. But do you know what the date of Butler was? Butler assassination. I'll never forget. It was the 13th. What day did we pick up the Iranian assassin sent here from Pakistan? He had traveled through Iran. 12th. He was trying to exit the country. Weird, right? It's a lot we still don't know. So understand, when you get to the point where your leader is promising death to Donald Trump and backs it up by sending people, you need to die. You do. I hope they get him. I hope they do. And you need to have all means of doing damage in the world taken from you violently. And they were overnight. So I hope we, I'm glad Israel has had the most recent and bloodiest attacks. They are most morally justified. Let them go first. But I hope we give them, help them, anything they need. Honestly, we need to just finish off this regime. Those poor people. This is a regime, by the way, that murdered a woman for refusing to wear a hijab, violently murdered and put down the students in the street that protested, and hung a man from a crane who stood up for her right not to wear that hijab. The CIA did that in Ajax. Pray to God it ends this weekend. Just wipe the leadership off the face of the earth. It'll be a much better place.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, you know what was remarkable about the Sanctuary City hearings yesterday? Very telling. All of the Democrat governors sitting there denied that they supported Sanctuary for illegal immigrants. What? Us? No, me? I signed it a what? What kind of executive order? No, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't. This is, folks, this is a microcosm of how they operate. Weeks and weeks and weeks of wink, wink, nod, nod. Trump's a dictator. We should get in the streets. Trump's a dictator. We should get in the streets. Dictator, dictator. Got to stand up to a dictator. Maybe you should go out in the streets and stand up to the dictator after lie, after lie, after lie, fomenting the violence, fomenting the violence, fomenting the violence. And then when the violence happens, they act like, wow, where did that come from? But they don't condemn it. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
There is a gathering, a large gathering of people. The anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist setting in. I heard one of the former police chiefs of
Los Angeles listen to her lie anymore. It says these anarchists, they might come from like nowhere. We don't know where they come from. We're as mystified as you are while we foment the violence. Folks, the most shocking thing on the show yesterday was a UK Daily Mail article. You know what they did? They got inside an 8,500 strong LAPD police department chat room. And they were following the chats, and they later verified with the person who oversees it that, yes, this did happen, the spokesperson. Karen Bass, think about this for a minute. This is a special level of evil. Karen Bass, who acts shocked by the violence, wow, didn't see that coming, tried to get those federal agents hurt or killed, maybe burned alive. How? Mayor of LA. Do you know what she did? She personally went to the police control room to keep the police from LAPD responding to the federal agents' calls for help when the liberal lunatic protesters surrounded that ICE building. Let that sink in. But Trump, you see, is a dictator because he won't let the violence just happen. It's all very natural. Just let it happen. Trump's a dictator. And then they act like, wow, what violence? You mean the violence you could have stopped, except you personally went to the control room to make sure that those agents remain trapped in that building with the liberal lunatics outside? You know, the ones who are prone to setting things on fire, like the building? Yeah, those. It's a special kind of evil. And more than anything, y'all, they lie to their own sheeple. Their sheeple are their biggest victims. Like, here's Representative Tom Emmer. And none of the three broke. All three said, no, we cooperate with ICE. We're not running sanctuary cities. What? Who? No, us? No, no. We don't know anything about that. Here is Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota, confronted with his own words as he lies.
You just claim that you support policies. You're not a sanctuary state, but you support policies that prevent ICE from doing their job.
Congressman,
isn't that right?
That is incorrect, Congressman. We follow the same laws you were in the Minnesota House. The law has not changed.
If you'll allow me, I've got limited time. Well, that's what you tweeted, by the way, sir. And on May 23rd, 2018, you tweeted, quote, I support policies that keep law enforcement from enforcing federal laws, close quote.
See? And he just lies and denies it. Why? Who's the audience there? Who's his intended audience? Not me, not you. We know. We know these are sanctuary cities. We know these are sanctuary states. No, his intended audience is his sheeple. God, Democrat, no, we're just like Trump. We don't have sanctuary cities. We don't put illegals before Americans. That's the Democrat Party does not do that. That's not a thing. We don't prefer illegals, but they do. You're seeing that in the streets. Folks, where do they want to end up here? I'm going to play you some more of this coming up. Where do they intend to end up? They want you to wake up one day in a one-party system that they control and have no idea how you got there. And then they'll do what they always do, take a victory lap and admit that they flooded the country on purpose to outvote you and replace you. But they don't want you to know it's happening. Or they're sheeple who now in majorities object to a lot of the things they're doing, which is why they have to deny them. Folks, if the polling was what the mainstream media said it was on immigration and the raids and all of that, because they're lying now saying, oh, Trump's underwater. He's under 50% on immigration, on illegal immigration, blah, blah, blah. If it was that way, would these Democrats be lying yesterday in that hearing? No, they don't want to be personally associated with their own policies. They want you to wake up one day in an authoritarian regime. Let me tell you how that's going to work. Those street thugs you're seeing right now, who are they attacking? Federal agents? Yeah, that's how it starts. That's how it started in the Russian Revolution, which they are copying. I've documented that exhaustively. They start with attacks on cops and federal agents. That's how the Russian Revolution started. It went for 20 years. It wasn't immediate. That was the Marxist in the streets doing that. Then anyone who criticized them got attacked. Then anyone who supported the police got attacked. Then any jury who convicted one of these Marxists, they found them in their living room. Then the torture squad started. They'd come to your house. They killed over 22,000 people in their own homes, in their own backyard. Some of them they boiled alive. We're not there yet. They'll get there, though. They will. Give them a chance. It's how it started. You're watching it right now. By the way, folks, they tried to start this with the Summer of Love. Go read about the Russian Revolution. Again, the number of Marxists was very, very small compared to the population. The population was heavily armed. That's why they're using this playbook. We are too. How do you conquer a heavily armed play? What is a playbook for conquering a heavily armed, highly militarily trained, you know, society? Fear. Street thugs. It's the same MO that the Nazis and the communists used in Weimar Republic. Yeah, and the Nazis beat the communists, could have gone either way. If you spoke politically, you stood up and you spoke without the permission of the communists, the black shirts, or the brown shirts in pre-Nazi Germany, they beat you. They also beat everybody who came. Those street thugs you're seeing right now will rule you if you give them the chance. That's the plan. That's why they have to lie. They have to lie so they can get there. They have to sneak and cheat and lie. The border? No, the border is closed. It's no. Donald Trump is just making that up. He's just mad because he's on his way to prison. 12 million? No. We didn't let in over 300,000 a month. That never happened. Not us. What are you talking about? Sanctuary cities? No, I don't know anything about that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, right now, fiery but mostly peaceful in Iran. USA could join Iran in terms of, could join Israel in terms of protecting the Israeli space from Iranian missiles, they're saying. Israel's hit 6 military bases around Tehran so far. Targeted assassinations, top 3 members of the military are dead. The number 1 top-ranking member of the military was the number 2 top-ranking leader in Iran. He is dead. Nuclear scientists are killed. They've been killing them for years. That's actually what slowed Iran down in getting the bomb. They probably would have it by now if Israel didn't so faithfully kill the nuclear scientist. And then Natanz nuclear facility is completely destroyed. Strategic airport from which bombers could take off theoretically has been wiped out. They're saying the Israelis now admitting the blitz was years in the making. And that the Mossad did infiltrate the heart of Iran in a series of secret operations. The IDF is saying, Israelis, at the end of this, there will be no nuclear threat. None. They're also saying that in a twist, U.S. diplomacy served as cover for the surprise attack. And by that, they mean it helped lull Iran into the belief no action was imminent. There were negotiations with the Trump team planned for this weekend. In other words, the idea was to keep them off guard. And in that way, the U.S. worked with Israel, you know, thinking, hey, you know, we're just talking smack on bombing y'all and getting rid of your nuclear facilities, which we've been doing since the beginning of this Trump term. In fact, Trump's rhetoric has actually scaled down on bombing Iran, not scaled up. And they had that meeting this weekend. So I think Iran is just used to decades of us talking smack but doing nothing, or if the Democrats are in office, actively funding them. So that helped lull Iran into a belief that no action was imminent, and then they hit. So this is going to be a game changer. I'm getting a lot of texts. I got one. If you think this is so great, why don't you sign your whole family up for the draft? Who are we fighting in the draft? I'm getting texts. We're going to have war. It's going to be war. There's a war. With who? Who are we going to fight? Like, where would we fight? This is to prevent war. This is so that the next guys on hang gliders don't have nuclear suitcases, dirty bombs. This is so that the next set of drone missiles that the Houthis launch at our naval ships and our cargo ships in the Red Sea, where 20% of world trade goes through, are not nuclear tipped. That's what this is. And nobody's going to suit up and go fight somebody. That's how we used to conduct warfare. It's not happening now. Text writes, Terry, you were advocating for World War III. Somebody text me and tell me how that's going to happen. World War III with who? Who's World War? Who are we going to fight? What country? Where will we fight? This is to stop World War III. Iran can't get a nuke. And just think about that. This is a country that has not only threatened to assassinate Donald Trump, but tried. What's your end game? Well, we'll just let them have whatever they want and they'll like us. No, they're already funding Democrat violent street marches in this country. Democrats were cool with it. They love Iran. They were hunting Donald Trump in an attempt to kill him in this country with the tacit blessing of the Democrats, who a week later invited the president of Iran to America after we caught the last assassin. Who was, by the way, the second assassin, not the first. No sanctions, no diplomatic, you know, changes of status, nothing. Why? Because Democrats were fine with it. Texter writes, Tara, some of your listeners are fools. Ignore them. Texter writes, Tara, this is the catalyst. Folks, here's the thing. We may see some retaliation. I have no doubt that a third of the you know, Iranian Revolutionary Guards on the ground in this country because Joe Biden let them in thinking they'd vote Democrat or at very least join their Hamas friends in our universities and march with the Democrat. They're here. But they were going to be here no matter what. And they were instructed by their leader to murder Trump and everyone around him. That has not changed. It's not a changed situation. Joe Biden put us in mortal danger. And we cannot live according to, well, don't make them mad. They'll kill us. They're on our soil. That's not going to work out. Texter writes, Tara, this was brilliant. They need to keep going. They don't need to stop. If they stop now, it'll give them a chance to get reorganized. We need to take the leadership out and let the Iranian people take over from there. Let them start getting involved. Texter writes, Tara, Israel did us a favor. These trolls are dumb. I love any kind of issue where the audience gets like just very divided and y'all start butting heads. It makes for good radio. Texter writes, Tara, Israel did us a favor. These trolls are dumb. Joe Biden gave them $300 billion in cash. Well, it was $40 billion in actual cash and $260 in sanctions relief, oil money, which funded this. Texter writes, how about Russia, China, Iran, and America? You're clueless. Okay. Well, let's run through that. Russia wouldn't dare. They're not going to retaliate. On behalf of Iran, NATO hopes they will retaliate this morning so they can have a reason to finally get into World War III. Russia's not that dumb. They're not going to hit a NATO country. They're simply not. They're not going to give NATO the provocation to the Euroweenies to finally go get them. It's not going to happen. It'd be self-destructive. China? Folks, does it really matter? I mean, they sent the last bioweapon on Sunday. We're not even a week away from that. Then they sent the other, you know, weaponized crop killing, reproductive system ending, liver collapsing bioweapon last year. We just caught them. Never mind the hackings. And folks, that's before we bombed Iran. So, I mean, it's not going to change. They're going to keep trying to kill us with everything from fentanyl to blight. Weaponized blight. So I don't see a change there. I mean, I don't think we can let fear of China's next bioweapon attack stop us. Because let me tell you, I'm here to tell you folks, it's coming anyway. Texter writes, Tara, you are spot on with leaders like those in Iran saying death to America. Are these folks delusional? Are these folks delusional? These listeners who keep saying we want World War III. Sometimes hard decisions have to be made to prevent bad people from doing horrible things. Yes. When it comes down to it, and they're in the bright light today, the left knows what they're doing is wrong. The sanctuary cities, the obstructing federal law. They know, they believe that laws don't apply to them. And they're importing a shadow nation, 50 million strong, to outvote Americans who just won't give them the total power they want. And they can't look you in the eye and admit it. Oh, they march around all self-righteously, setting cars on fire, screaming and yelling, assaulting federal agents, trying to trap them in buildings, stuff like that. But when it comes right down to it, they can't look their own constituents in the face, in the camera, and admit who they are and what they did. Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, was very clear when she signed the sanctuary city order. It was executive order number one. It was the most important to her because she hates Americans and loves illegals, like every good Democrat. Extending New York State sanctuary status. She was clear on it at the time when she signed it. That's why it was executive order number one. Listen to her pretend she has no idea about any of it. As she testified in Congress yesterday.
Thank you.
This is, again, Governor Kathy Hochul versus GOP Rep. Elise Stefanik, who's from New York.
Ms. Stefanik from New York.
Thank you. Governor Hochul, on your first day in office, you signed Executive Order 1. Is that correct?
I believe it is.
And you extended this executive order not once, not twice, but three times, most recently January 16th of this year. Is that correct?
If that's what your facts show, I signed countless executive orders.
Do you know who Zakir Khan is?
I want to get back to the first part.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you know who Zakir Khan is?
I want to make sure you understand that this simply says that we will cooperate with ICE.
No, it does not say that. I read what it says, and let me talk to you about the results.
Liar.
Do you know who Sakir Khan is? You should, as the governor of New York State. Do you know?
Refresh my recollection.
He was an illegal migrant in New York, and do you know what crime he committed in addition to being here illegally?
No, I do not.
You do not? This was widely reported. He found a 15-year-old girl, threatened her with a metal pole, told her to get into the back seat of his car. He took her clothes off, and he violently raped her in Albany, New York. Do you know who Sebastian Zepeda Khalil is?
I'm sure you'll tell me there's many cases, whether they're...
These are high-profile cases. Yes. New Yorkers know about them, and you don't. So let's talk about Sebastian Zepeda Khalil. Do you know who that is?
I don't have the specific details at my disposal, no.
Well, this is an illegal migrant in New York because of your sanctuary state policies. Do you know what crime he committed?
I'm not familiar at this moment.
I bet you're going to be familiar when I remind you. He found a sleeping woman on the subway, lit her on fire, and burned her alive. This is in Key Locals, New York. And as I'm sure you are aware, and I'll remind you, that ICE issued an order to detain this violent criminal, but that was rejected by New York officials due to sanctuary state laws. Now, do you know who Raymond Rojas Basilio is?
I just want to say this. These crimes are horrific.
Because
I condemn
them. Because of your sanctuary state policies.
In all of these cases, we would work with ICE to remove them.
You did
them.
Not in this case. They are
they
walking down
assistance.
The streets because of your policies and your executive order that you signed three times. Now, Raymond Rojas Basilio, do you know who that is?
I'm telling you this. I will
you don't
explain
know who
you the
is.
Policies of New York. We cooperate with... I know you're just
you do
trying
not,
to...
You
miss,
do not. Specifically, miss, ICE was told not to detain this individual, and he burned a woman alive on the New York subways in Kathy Hochul's New York. So I will keep on going.
She's lying, and like, we cooperate with ICE. No, you don't. By your own order, honey. You know what's fascinating about this? Don't let this make you mad. They know what they're doing is wrong. They're ashamed of it. They're greedy for power, and they don't want their... we know. She knows we have their number. She knows half the country, Trump half the country. We know who these people are. They're lying to their own sheeple because their sheeple don't agree with what they're doing. When you shine the light of day in their face, they're screaming, democracy, no kings, right? They won't admit what they're doing. They lie. They lie. When she says, we cooperate with ICE, no. And she went on to explain, oh, we cooperate with federal prosecutions. Yes, of course they do. Prosecutions. While letting illegal immigrant murderers, sex offenders out on the street despite ICE detainer requests. She knows that. That's what her executive order says. But she lies. They can't even look their own people in the face and admit what they do. And they tell us Donald Trump's the bad guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.